Welcome to Immigration on the Canadian Prairies podcast, a place where we will look at immigration, education, careers, healthcare, technology, childcare, anything that will help you to live your best life when you choose to immigrate to Western Canada. If this sounds like something that sparks your interest, then stick around. I am your host, Lindsay Rubnick, and you are listening to Immigration on the Canadian Prairies podcast. Hey everyone, welcome back to Immigration on the Canadian Prairies, and you're hanging out with me, Lindsay Rubnick. And today, as one should have it, it is Tidbit Thursday. This is where I usually give you, the listener, further insight on some career tips or into a current immigration program and why it has been created by Immigration, Refugee and Citizenship Canada. And today is no exception. On this episode, I am going to speak to you about a need for such a certain program that without it, many Canadian working families are suffering economically and emotionally. Further, this program that we want to have more of will leave Canada's most vulnerable at risk if we don't get more workers in. In addition, this immigration initiative allows you to apply for a work permit as well as permanent residency at the same time. And this also allows people who are in Canada that may be newcomers to have their family come here and look after their young children or elderly or somebody that they know if they fit the criteria. The program we are going to navigate through today is the Home Child Care Provider and Home Support Worker Program that has been created to address the growing problem, or as I would call it, the labor crisis in Canada. So a home child care provider or home support worker is someone who dedicates their career to a private family by providing care to one or more children, an elderly parent, or someone with a varying ability. It is definitely a career choice that offers the opportunity to earn a steady income while being an integral part of a Canadian family. It is a very rewarding career, and I think it would be really great to have this position when first arriving in Canada, because you get to learn from a Canadian family or a permanent residence family about life in our country. And so I would like to note that Canada is a progressive country and that stay-at-home parent tradition is not as prominent now amongst families with young children or with aging parents. It's also an increasingly expensive country with a high cost of living, so this requires more than one income to live comfortably. Further, there is a shortage of care homes in our country for elderly people, and there's a strong trend where we are now, as older kids, adults, wanting to keep our aging parents in their houses or with us. So not only is there a shortage of care homes, but there's also a shortage of home care workers that's causing a negative impact in our Canadian economy, with our families, and just throughout Canada. It's an amazing thing. I'll actually put a link in show notes just so you can have an understanding of what labor crisis is happening in terms of the shortage of home support workers and home child care providers, and just basically the lack of people to take care of the most vulnerable people in our lives. So let's get on with this. We are going to talk about, as I just said, the home child care provider pilot and the home support worker pilot. And there's some criteria that I want to just, mention first. And it's going to have to be something that you really ensure that you fit before you apply, because if you apply for it and you do not meet these qualifications, then I can definitely guarantee you that your application would probably be returned. All right, are you excited? I am, so let's get started. So to start, for a quick check, you may be eligible to apply for the Home Child Care Provider Pilot or the Home Support Worker Pilot if you have a genuine and valid job offer, you're able to do the job, you meet the language level required, meet the education requirement, you are admissible to Canada, and plan to live outside the province of Quebec as a permanent resident. Don't worry, my friend. I'm here to break this all down for you step by step. So let's get started with the genuine and valid job offer. The job you're offered must be full-time, which means at least 30 hours of paid work each week. It must be from a Canadian employer. It must be outside the province of Quebec, from an employer who's not in an embassy, high commission, or consulate. And it has to be genuine, meaning that there's a real need to hire you. And in terms of the application process, The job offer must be used in the form of offer of employment with the immigration form 5983. All right. So I will also tell you that when it says paid each week, is that you actually have to be paid the median wage of what it is in that region. So where I live in the Parkland region of Manitoba, we are required for this program to pay our home support worker or our home child care worker $15 an hour minimum. Now, this may be different if you are talking about the city of Saskatoon or the city of Moose Jaw or somewhere like that. It's all going to be different, but there is a base pay that you must be paid, and this will have to be reflected on your application form. I will actually post a link to that so you get a little more familiar with it and can read about it yourself. All right. And so further about the job, the job you are offered must be in the National Occupation Classification of a Home Child Care Provider, which is NOC 4411. And this means that you must care for children under the age of 18 in their own home or in the employer's home. I'll put a qualifier in this, is that you do not need to live in your employer's home. All right, so it's not a prerequisite like it was in older programs. It's actually you can live outside your employer's home. Thirdly, experience as a foster parent doesn't count, but I won't go into details about that because I don't think that's going to be relevant for my listeners on this program. And the second job that you could work at is the home support worker, which the NOC is 4412. And this means that you must be taking care of someone who needs help from a home support worker, either in their own home or in the employer's home. And again, you do not need to live in the employer's home to qualify, and you must be eligible under the NOC code of 4412. And again, a qualifier here, just or a note, as I'd like to say, is that experience as a housekeeper does not count. So when I'm talking about experience, is that at the end of your 24 months, which you need to get, so you'll get a restricted work permit to work for 36 months. And in that 36 months, you need to get 24 months of qualifying work experience. And in that 24 months, if you say you had, you know, you were a housekeeper, then your application would not be approved for permanent residency because they'll actually look at your record of employment and they'll look at how much you were paid, what your job was. And then if they see that you were just a housekeeper, they will not approve it. So when you come and work in Canada, when you arrive here, you need to make sure that you're working for an employer that is employing you as a home child care provider and look up the NOC 4411 or as a home support worker, which is NOC 4412. And again, I'm going to provide links because that's really important that you're working as them. Another note is that you cannot intermingle these two. So when I said that you need 24 months of work experience in Canada from when you arrive, because you get a 36 month restricted work permit, you cannot work as a home child care provider for, let's say, 14 months and then a home support worker for the last 10 months. It must be either or. So that's something that you should note. Now, after all that, the second point is when you're applying, you need to be able to show IRCC that you have the ability to do work. So IRCC will use any past experience or training that you have to decide if you're able to do the work described in the NOC job you are applying for. And this is going to be taken from the lead statement of the NOC. So again, that's why I'm going to put the link up there, because every national occupation classification actually has a lead statement, it has a job description, and then it has the education or experience that's usually required. So when you are applying, make sure that your employer from the country you're currently working in writes what you're doing and really look up that NOC code and make sure it relates to the home child care position you are applying for or the home support worker you're applying for. Let's move on to language levels, because I often get asked from my clients that do they really need to meet the minimum language skills? And yes, you do. You need to take a language test to prove you meet the minimum language skills. So this means that you must measure your English or French skills, and IRCC will accept the Canadian language benchmark for English, or they actually have one in French that they'll accept as well. But since I'm in the prairies, I focus more on English, so we'll talk a little bit about that. And the minimum language skill is a CLB of 5 in English. So this means you must get a CLB of 5 in writing, reading, listening, and speaking. And there is no exception to that. You should also note that IRCC will send your application back if you do send an application in without an IELTS test or one of their language tests in the application. If it's more than 2 years old, they'll send it back. But if you send in one that's 2 years old or less, then they'll be accepted. But do not send your application in without a valid test, because I can guarantee you they will send it back. So in addition to proving your language, you also have to prove your education. And you must have completed a post-secondary educational credential, which is of at least 1 year in Canadian standards. So if you don't have a Canadian education credential, you'll need to get your foreign education credentials assessed to show that's equal to a completed Canadian post-secondary education credential of at least 1 year. All right. So we talked about education. You need your education assessed and you need your language assessed. That must be in the application. I'm going to just tell you how the process works. So here's how it works. Is that you apply to either the home child care provider pilot or the home support worker pilot, depending on which occupation you plan to work in. You submit a work permit application together with your work permit residence application. If you meet the requirements, you get a work permit to work in Canada. You would get, as I mentioned before, a restricted work permit, so you could work as a home child care provider for any employer in Canada. So you don't have to stay with the same employer, but you do have to stay in the same profession. And the same holds true to the home support worker. You could work for any employer in Canada as a home support worker because you'd be on a restricted work permit. So let's say, unfortunately, that you are a home support worker for an elderly client and they pass away and the family that's hired you no longer needs you. That's okay, because you have a restricted work permit. So this means you can apply for another job, again, anywhere in Canada with any suitable employer who will hire you as a home support worker. So this is the great thing about the program, is that you're able to work here for 36 months. And if your employment runs out or something happens, you're not tied to that employer. And this is actually probably my favorite thing about this program, is that it allows you the flexibility to move to one employer to another if one doesn't work out. As well, as I just said, the permit is occupation restricted, and you must get at least 24 months of work experience before you can qualify for permanent residency. So although we are applying for your restricted work permit, at the same time we're applying for your permanent residency, what will happen is that your occupation restricted work permit will be approved first. And they'll keep your permanent residency application on file, and they'll vet you and they'll do all that well prior to everything. But they will not grant you your permanent residency until you can prove to them through what we call records of employment that you have worked the 24 months in the home care field or the home child care field, right? So that's how the program is supposed to be working. And then once you get all that, you actually, as I just mentioned, you send them the record of employment and you show them the proof that you've worked what you've said. And then they make the final decision on your permanent residency application. Now, let me add something to this that makes this program very, very unique. This program not only allows you, the principal applicant, to apply for open restricted work permit and PR, but at the same time, it allows you to bring your family members with you too. So your spouse could be entitled to an open work permit, meaning that it's not restricted, that they can work for any employer in any occupation anywhere in Canada. And as well as your dependents, your children can come with you for a study permit. And other immigration programs, usually what happens is that the principal applicant arrives in Canada and they have to work and they have to go through the motions of permanent residency, so on and so forth, and then their family can come over. But with the home child care provider or the home support worker pilot project, it actually allows you, the principal applicant, to apply for an open restricted work permit, and as well as if you have a spouse, to bring them with you so they can work and your family. And that's a great thing. And you also would send in your permanent residency application at the same time as you send in all your permits, as I previously mentioned. I know this is a lot of information, but I really wanted to bring it to your attention because it is something that's very high in demand. And it's so high in demand that actually, I believe the Home Child Care Provider Program is closed for 2021. However, the Home Support Worker Pilot is still accepting applications. And what happens is that every year in January, IRCC, Immigration, Refugee, and Citizenship Canada, they open up the applications again. So if you are someone that knows of a family that needs a home child care provider in their home, don't worry, because the applications do open up again in January. I think it's January 1st of 2022. And the home support worker is ongoing right now. So they actually have not filled up yet. Again, I'm going to leave you a link of everything that you need to know about the program at the bottom, and I really hope that you take interest and you read all about it. So in a nutshell, if you are someone or someone you know has completed a school credential with 1 year in length, has work experience as a home support worker or home child care provider, you meet the CLB of 5, you have a genuine job offer, then you, my friend, should look into this program further. Who knows, this may just be the golden ticket you and your family are waiting for in terms of immigrating to Canada, and in return, you may be the saving grace for a working family in Canada who needs help looking after their loved ones at their most vulnerable stages in life. Well, that's a wrap, my friends. Short and sweet, as always. I appreciate you taking the time to learn more about the Canadian Prairies and information that could be important to you on your immigration journey. I will leave you with some links in the show notes for you that relate to this podcast. Also, do not forget to download your Canadian Immigration Goal Worksheet at 100thMeridianImmigration.ca/goal. This is a great resource to help you work towards your dream of immigrating to Canada. If you are interested in learning more about the topic in this episode, would like to receive more information on life on the prairies, or just further immigration career tips, then connect with me, your Canadian Prairie Girl, at immigration@100meridian.ca. Until next time, my friends, live rural, live well.
And the road still winds through this prairie sunrise. Got mountains to my left, and wheat fields to my right. Country roads, I've been searching all this time, and I think I'm almost home. And all the time it takes to pass my past and just live and be glad for what I have.